Wildfires have turned deadly in southern France. Firefighters say they've killed at least 3 people. Thousands of residents and tourists have fled the blaze near the beaches of the French Riviera. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
C'est fatigant, mais c'est maintenant. Go! Allez, go!
French news coverage showed firefighters battling the flames through a third night using high-pressure hoses. Waterbombing planes and helicopters are also being deployed against the flames engulfing the Mediterranean backcountry, known for its pine forests, vineyards, and olive groves.
The vegetation is so dry that it burns off like a torch.
That's firefighter Peter Jones, who's been battling fires in the region for 25 years. He says this is one of the worst seasons ever, compounded by drought and high winds. The mythic Mistral wind is blowing, and it makes the fire jump twice as far as usual, sometimes 800 yards at a time. Jones says the fire's speed and quickly changing direction make things treacherous.
It went so fast that it was nearly in the suburbs of the Gulf of Saint-Tropez in its first night. And so it's a very difficult thing to change tactical positions as the wind changes from one direction to another.
Stunned vacationers watched firefighting planes scoop water from the sea amidst sailboats and yachts off the coast of Saint-Tropez to refill their tanks. More than 10,000 residents and vacationers have been evacuated. Some are being housed in gymnasiums, others sleeping on the beach.
On a plus de tente, on a plus rien.
Our tent, our trailer, everything is gone, these campers told a French news channel. We had to get out so fast, we're still in our pajamas. Seasonal wildfires are usual in the Mediterranean basin, but scientists say global warming is increasing their frequency and intensity. Firefighter Peter Jones says European countries are trying to help each other and share means. Fighting fires takes solidarity, he says. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Egalier, France.